Welcome to Let's Talk Friends, the podcast where two newbies and two super fans come together to explore one of the most iconic TV shows of all time, Friends. We are your hosts, Daisy and Martin.
Hello.
Neither of us have ever seen an episode of Friends until now.
Today, our Friends experts will be with us every step of the way, providing insight and their seasoned opinions on this episode. Welcome to today's episode, Brenda and Danny.
Yo!
Hello!
Thank you both for joining us again.
Thank you for having us again.
Today's episode is season 1, episode 15, called The One with the Stoned Guy. It aired on February 16th, 1995.
The synopsis: a restaurant owner interviews Monica for a chef's position. Ross asks Joey how to talk dirty to women. All right, and so the episode starts. We're at Central Perk. Rachel is working and serving the friends their drinks. When Monica gets hers, she notices a pencil in her cup instead of a cinnamon stick. She asks Rachel about it, and Rachel realizes that she accidentally put her pencil in her drink. She had the cinnamon stick behind her ear. She takes the pencil out of her drink and swaps it for the cinnamon stick. Monica puts her cup down in disgust.
That was like to show you guys how bad of a waitress she is, because I've seen the episode already, but I didn't like put it together up until I seen it. I was like, oh yeah, it's because she's gonna ask to be another waitress.
They want to show.
Yeah, that she's a bad waitress.
That she's not very good at her waitress job.
Or maybe she was just really busy that she just, you know, swapped them out. She forgot.
I don't know.
I'm trying to defend her, I guess.
I don't really confuse cinnamon sticks with
the pencil.
When you're working hard, you don't like almost forget something or.
No? Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Forget to put it in drive and I put it in neutral.
Oh, we're reverse.
Reverse.
Okay. At Chandler's job, Chandler is typing on his computer. His coworker, Miss Tetlock, walks by. She tells him that Mr. Kostlik, that's how you say it, wants him to stop by his office at the end of the day. Chandler is worried and tells her that if it's about the prank memos, he had nothing to do with them. Then we see him trying to hide a rubber chicken and some other items from her. So then,
classic Chandler.
Yeah, definitely.
So then he definitely had something to do with it.
Yeah, for sure.
At Central Perk, all the friends are there except for Chandler. Phoebe runs in with excitement. She tells them that Chandler is coming and he has incredible news. She wants them to act like, you know, and then Chandler walks in. And Phoebe just says, never mind.
It would have been really funny.
It was going to be really good.
What do you think she was going to tell them? Like, pretend like it's not that important? Or
I don't know.
That's what I thought. Maybe she was like, hey, pretend like we don't care. Or like, it's not that important.
You don't see him.
Yeah.
I don't know, because she was like so excited.
Yeah. It must have been good. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, wait. It must have been really good. I'm kind of sad that we don't know what her plan was. They all want to know what's going on. Chandler tells them that he was called into Big Al's office, and he tells him he wants to make him into a processing supervisor. Everyone thinks that's great, but he tells them that he quit. He tells them that this was supposed to be a temp job. Monica then tells him that he has been there for 5 years. Chandler responds that if he took that promotion, that he would be admitting that this is what he actually does. Phoebe wants to know if it was a lot of money. He replies that it doesn't matter because he doesn't want to be one of those guys that stays late in his office until 12 o'clock at night and worrying about the weenus.
Weenus.
Everyone looks at him confused. Rachel questions the weenus. Chandler tells them it's a processing term, meaning weekly estimated net usage statistics.
Oh, that weenus.
Oh, that weenus.
Rachel said that, right?
Yeah, Rachel says it. Joey wants to know what he's going to do now. Chandler doesn't know, and all he knows is that he's not going to figure out working there. Phoebe remembers that one of her clients is opening a restaurant and is looking for a head chef. Monica is shocked that she wouldn't have thought about her first. Phoebe tells her that she did think about her first, but Chandler is the one that needs a job right now.
Phoebe's hilarious, man.
Chandler tells her that he doesn't have much of chefing experience unless it's an all-toast restaurant. That means that's all he knows how to cook.
Yeah, I mean, that's my specialty. Toast and butter.
Toast and butter, I like that.
Toast and jelly.
Brenda hates when I put butter. She's like, "It's not butter." I'm like, "Yes, it is."
I know. We were just talking about this toast situation. Yeah. I do put butter in my toast.
Well, sometimes and then jelly,
the
jelly too.
Well, yeah. No, and the jelly on top of it.
Right. Sometimes we
put jelly. But Brenda just puts the toast and jelly.
And just jelly, no butter. Wow.
I don't put jelly. I just put butter.
Like sometimes I put jelly.
Well, yeah, sometimes.
And I tell her, I'm like, at restaurants, they give you butter and the toast. I'm like, so it's not just me.
It's not weird. Mm-hmm.
They don't put it on it,
no,
though.
No, but they give it to you on the side so that you can put it on.
Listen, yeah, I'll give you the pass.
I don't even use it on my pancakes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Brenda.
Because every time we order McDonald's, she'll be like, because I put my butter in my McDonald's pancakes and stuff like that. She's already eating. She's like, oh, my God, you do a whole process just to eat pancakes.
I know. Just put the syrup on it and eat it.
That's funny.
No, but Brenda, seriously, butter goes on the toast.
Yeah.
Butter it up.
With jelly or no jelly.
Yeah. And it goes on pancakes,
too. The toast is important. Yeah.
I'll try it, I guess.
You should try it. It's really good. Especially when the bread is nice and soft. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm getting so hungry.
Do you guys want some toast?
I do. We should make some right now. Monica is excited to hear that the owner is looking for someone to create a whole menu. Phoebe asks Chandler, what does he think about that? And Chandler tells her, thanks, but he doesn't see himself in a big white hat. Phoebe says, okay. Then she pauses for a moment and continues with, hey, Monica, guess what?
That is really funny.
Classic Phoebes.
She's funny. Oh, my gosh. At Monica and Rachel's apartment, Chandler walks in and is wearing a suit. He wants to go see a career counselor. He tells them that they all know what they want to do. And he doesn't. Rachel replies, I don't. Chandler changes his statement to, you guys in the living room know what you want to do. You have goals. You have dreams. I don't have a dream. Ross replies, ah, the lesser known, I don't have a dream speech.
Have you guys ever gone, because I know you guys are a little older than us. Have you guys ever gone to see a career counselor? Because I don't think those do they exist right now?
I'm sure they do.
Would that be the same as like a temp agency finding you and they study you? No? Okay.
No, because where he went, it was like they do all these tests.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. I mean,
I know when I got laid off from Panduit, they did offer like some kind of counseling. Like,
probably counseling so you don't go into a depression.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. That was weird. I've never heard a career counselor till that. I've seen that, but I was like, nowadays you just go on Indeed and you just look at a job and like, yeah, I could write a bull or something. And just apply.
Okay, so the career counselor thing, I think you're getting it confused because I think they do have people that help you like create a resume and stuff like that to help you find a job maybe, but not some. I don't know. And I don't want to say there isn't, maybe there is, but these people here in the show are talking about somebody who they give you tests to see
what
are you good at and then what fits with whatever your answers or whatever. So I don't know if they exist.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I was just going to say for our listeners, if you guys hear a lot of noise, in the background, we have two dogs, and they move around a lot, so I apologize.
And a guinea pig.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah, and a guinea pig, too, that he likes to play in there, too, so So all that background noise, I'm sorry.
And a Leo.
Yeah.
And a child.
And then Eliana.
Yeah.
We have a lot of people and a lot of pets here. So I wanted to apologize because I know you could hear it and I'm aware of it, but I have no choice. They live here.
Mm-hmm. You gotta find the studios.
Okay. Monica walks in and is excited about the meeting she had with the owner of the restaurant. She will be cooking dinner for him on Monday as an audition. He wants Phoebe to be there, and Monica's excited because she can make yummy noises. Rachel wants to know what is she going to make. Phoebe responds as if Rachel wasn't paying attention and says, yummy noise.
Just said it. Yummy just noises.
Yummy noises. Rachel says, and Monica, what are you going to make? Monica is not sure what she's going to make, but it's going to be so great. Ross asks where he can take a date. Joey suggests Tony's. And if he can finish a 32-ounce steak, it's free. Ross wants somewhere to you could take a date that is not a puma.
I laughed. I watched this episode 3 times, and each time that he said that, I laughed each time. I don't know why it was so funny.
He wants to take her to dinner and then take her back to his place to meet his monkey. Joey thinks that the monkey is a chick magnet. And she's going to take a look at his furry, cute little face, and it'll seal the deal.
I wouldn't take a first date to eat a 32-ounce steak, like, because I'm going to tear that shit up, you know? So I want to be eating a little bit more.
Get a salad.
Yeah, a little salad, you know?
Don't look like a pig on the first date. Nah, I do. I don't know. Like, this is what you get.
When we started dating, when we would go to B-dubs, Danny would order so much food. Like, the table was full. And we would eat, like, not even 6 wings each.
Yeah.
So everything we had, like, pack up and go.
Were you showing off? Were you really hungry?
No, I just didn't know how to order. I mean, it was always, like, I was either ordering with you guys, and we'd go as a group. And I never had, like, somebody to take out. So, and now I went, and I was like, I want this, I want that, I want this, like, let's try this. So, like, I fill the whole table up, and we would only eat, like, not even a quarter of it. Yeah, and we had to take it home each time. Then finally, Brenda told me, she's like, just order what you want. And I was like, all right.
You ordered too much.
I was like, you don't want breakfast?
Also, we haven't heard about the monkey. Like,
oh yeah, we haven't heard them about the monkey since that one
New Year's
episode.
Yeah.
I was wondering whatever happened to him. I'm like, does he still have the monkey? But now obviously he still has the monkey.
Right.
Yeah. Actually the last episode, I'm like, I wonder whatever happened to that monkey. Cut to Ross' apartment. Marcel is hanging from Celia's hair. She's screaming. They are trying to get him off of her. So I guess Marcel doesn't like her, and he's not a chick magnet.
Oh, he's a magnet for sure.
But Ross is just standing there saying, what is he saying?
He's like, soothing voices, Sally, or Celia, soothing voices.
Instead of like grabbing him or something, he's like, soothing voices.
Help her. Because she's screaming. Yeah.
He's really pulling the shit out of her.
That actually scares me because remember that lady that got her face ripped off from a monkey?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. So we're at Monica's apartment. Joey, Rachel, and Phoebe are there. Monica is cooking for her meeting and wants everyone to try it. Chandler walks in and is upset. He spent 8.5 hours taking aptitude test, intelligence test, and personality test, and learns that he reads a letter. You are ideally suited for a career in data processing for a large multinational corporation. Phoebe thinks it's great because he already knows that.
Like, that's what he's been doing.
Monica brings appetizers and things that will cheer him up. It's a plate with tiny appetizers. Chandler sarcastically says, oh, you know, I had a grape about 5 hours ago, so I better split this with you. Monica says, it's a pre-appetizer, and it's supposed to be small. The French call it...
A mousse bouche.
Oh.
Chandler replies, well, it's amusing. Monica receives a call from a waitress she hired for her dinner meeting. Rachel is not happy that she didn't think of her. Monica tells her she did think of her, but she needs that meeting to go perfect. And Wendy is a more professional waitress.
Ouch. That had a burn.
Yeah.
I would have been like, I don't need a pencil in my coffee.
Damn.
All right. All those times where she gave them the wrong drink, yeah, and then they had to like switch it.
Poor Rachel, though. She's trying.
Not really.
Okay. There you go, defending her again.
They just don't tell her. Like, when she messes up, they switch it and they don't just tell her.
Instead of saying, like, hey, switch. I had.
She thinks she's doing a good job.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, she doesn't know that she's not doing a good job because they are covering it for her.
Yeah.
At Ross's apartment, Ross and Celia are kissing passionately. She wants him to talk to her dirty, but he's embarrassed and not able to do it. She keeps asking him to say something, so he eventually says, vulva.
Vulva.
I would have been making monkey noises. Let me amuse your bush. Oh my
God. You definitely score for sure.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know.
With monkey noises?
I don't see it. She'll
reply back with tiger noises.
At Chandler and Joey's apartment, Ross is talking to Joey and tells him how his night went. He can't believe he said vulva. Ross tells him that he panicked, but they did cuddle. He tells Joey that he's not a dirty talking kind of guy. Joey wants to teach him. He wants him to practice with him. After some hesitation, he tries. Chandler walks in on them practicing. Both Joey and Ross don't notice him watching, but makes a noise, and then they turn and see him. Ross tries to explain to, but Chandler cuts him off and says, "It's okay. I was always rooting for you two kids to get together."
What was he telling Ross to say? Like, I want to lick.
No, Joey said. Something about, I want your soft lips on me or something like that.
A soft lips.
And then Ross said, I want to lick something till you start trembling or something like that. I don't know.
With.
Joey tells Chandler that the guy from his old job called again and again and again and again. The phone rings, Joey answers, he gives the phone to Chandler and tells him, and again. Chandler gets on the phone, his old boss keeps offering him more and more money for him to return to work. Eventually they get to an amount that Chandler can't refuse and tells him he will see him on Monday.
He didn't just say like anybody bye. Else would have done.
Money yeah, hell yeah. talks.
Yeah, it does. He didn't say bye though, he just hung up the phone.
I mean, when they want you that bad, I would hung up too.
Like, I'm doing you a favor.
Yeah.
We're at Chandler's new office. He's showing Phoebe around. He shows her the view from his window, and Phoebe says, "Oh, look, that guy's peeing." Chandler walks away and tells her to check this out. He presses a button on his intercom and tells Helen to come there. Helen walks in, clearly not amused by his request. He tells her that that'll be all and thanks her. Chandler tells her that will be the last time he does that after seeing her reaction because she was not happy.
He must have kept doing it.
It makes you wonder how many times he did it.
Yeah, I was thinking, like, well, maybe he's showing Phoebe around, but I wonder if he brought any of the other friends before to show, yeah, and she's probably like, I'm tired of this because she already walked in kind of like,
pissed off again.
Yeah, like annoyed. Upset. Like, yeah, he's been doing that a lot. Or maybe he was just in his office sitting there and every so often like, hey, Helen, come here. Just for the hell of it.
To feel important. Like I have an assistant.
Yeah.
I want orange juice with no pulp. What?
Yeah, no. I thought you were gonna say like it was part of a movie or something or something. Oh.
Because you guys keep watching.
Oh, okay. Okay. So it is part of something. Okay. All right. At Monica's apartment, Monica's on the phone. Rachel walks in and overhears the conversation. Monica's yelling on the phone. Apparently, Wendy is backing out of their deal to be her waitress. She hangs up, and Rachel wants to know who was that. Monica tells her that Wendy bailed, and she has no waitress. Rachel tells her that's too bad. Bye-bye. Monica offers her $10 an hour. Rachel declines. She then offers her $12. Rachel tells her she wishes she could, but she made plans to walk around. Monica starts telling her everything she has done for her, from being with her when she ran out of her wedding and giving her a roof over her head. And she's desperate and offers her $20 an hour.
That's bogus though, right? Throwing that in your face.
Yeah. Like, damn. Like, I did this, I did that, I did that. You know.
Like, she's already living with you. You don't gotta, I don't know, that's bogus.
Yeah, I thought that too. But Rachel finally agrees. Later, at Monica's apartment, Rachel is waitressing. Monica is cooking. Phoebe walks in with Steve. Rachel welcomes him to Monica's. They all greet each other. And he tells Rachel, "Hello, greeter girl." Monica tries to introduce him to Rachel, but he only says, "Yeah, okay." Phoebe starts overemphasizing, everything smells so delicious. You know, I can't remember the time I smelled such a delicious combination of, and Monica signals her to stop and just says, okay, smells.
She's doing too much. Yeah.
Monica gives him a tour of the apartment after he told her it was a lovely apartment, but he was only being polite. Phoebe and Rachel are in the kitchen. Phoebe tells her that in the cab, Steve blazed up a doobie.
Doobie.
At first, she doesn't... No, I put on here that she doesn't get it, but she does get it.
She's like, what? Like, kind of like...
Like what is in, like, a surprise? Mm-hmm. Like, she's surprised.
Yeah, it was kind of halfway, what? And she didn't get it because she's like, what are you talking about? Like,
I think she just said, like... What? Like, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. But not because you don't know. Not because she didn't know what it was. It was more like she's in shock to
know that
he did that.
Yeah.
But Phoebe took it as, like, she didn't get it. So she just kept saying.
Like a smoke and a pancake.
Mentioning all these other things. Okay, so she, Monica offers him the first course. She tries to explain that what they were. But he starts eating them quickly, not really paying attention to what she was saying. He thinks they were fantastic and can eat 100 of them. She tells him that in 8.5 minutes, they will be serving some delicious onion tartlets. He gets up and goes to the kitchen and starts looking for something.
His brother brought up a picture that was on the fridge when we were like watching it. It was Ross and Monica on the fridge. And they're like taking a picture, like they're on a like a couple, like him, like, behind
Ross
her.
Ross is hugging her from behind, but it doesn't look like a siblings picture.
On this episode,
yeah, like you look can at the
see
fridge.
It when I think in this part when Rachel goes to tell him, because you know how he's in the fridge, and she tells him like, "Oh, can I help you with something?" You can see it in the fridge because there's like a picture of a little girl, and then it's Ross and Monica, and then. Like a drawing of some sort.
Oh.
But Ross is like hugging Monica, but it doesn't look like a
sibling picture. Like, yeah. It's like awkward, oh. Yeah.
In the meantime, Rachel tries to get Monica's attention to tell her Steve is stoned. She pretends to drag on a joint. Monica doesn't get it, so she does it again, but this time she inhales deeply. It doesn't seem like Monica believes her.
Until he goes to taco shows.
Yeah, until she sees that he's, like, hungry.
Like, yeah, the big time munchies. By the way, Steve was played as the actor, comedian John Lovitz.
Oh yeah.
I know. I've seen him in a lot of things.
A lot of movies.
That one show that we were watching, they make fun of each other.
Oh, The Roast.
The Roast, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did come out on one of them, though.
I think that's where I remember
from. But he came out on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, like watched him a lot. Little Nicky or The Wedding Singer. Yeah,
Little Nicky. Oh, he was the creep on the tree, right? Yeah. He died.
Oh, my God. They reused his name because wasn't Monica dating somebody named Steve? Yeah.
Stone Steve, man.
Steve finds some taco shells and Monica takes them from him, telling him that he doesn't want to spoil his appetite. He then grabs other things like cereal, macaroni and cheese, and finally gummy bears, which they are fighting to get, and the bag rips. The gummy bears go flying everywhere. Monica is really upset and tells him that dinner is over. She tells him that she has waited 7 years for an opportunity like this, and he can't wait 4.5 minutes for a stupid onion tartlet. Then the oven goes off, and Steve is excited and says, "Hey."
I like the when they started pouring the cereal in there. He's like, "Oh, save yourself."
Grandma Cheerio.
Yeah.
At Central Park, everyone is there except for Chandler. Monica is telling them about the experience she had with Steve. Rachel tells her that she doesn't want to work for someone like that. Monica agrees, but tells them that she thought that this would be it. They try to make her feel better. Ross tells her she's an amazing chef. Phoebe tells her that she wasn't faking all the yummy noises. Joey and Ross, they walk away and tells him that after all the dirty talk, it was kind of late and they were both exhausted. So they just cuddled.
Also, when they were making out, the song that came on was Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon by the Urge Overkill band.
That song.
Oh, is also on Pulp Fiction.
Yes, and we were talking about this on another episode, when they mentioned Uma Thurman, and we're wondering why they mentioned her name there. Pulp Fiction came on, I think, in 94, 95. So I think that movie was a big deal at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they said Uma Thurman in that episode, and now they played
that song.
Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I think it kind of ties it together.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction was a big movie.
Yeah, it was.
A big movie, yeah.
Never heard of it.
It was weird, like, how it came on when they're, like, making out and stuff. But in the movie, Uma Thurman was actually overdosing on some heroin when that song came on.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I haven't seen it. It's been a while since I've seen it, but I remember it was a good movie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I gotta watch it again.
It is really good. Have Brenda watch it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I showed her Lion King. She never watched Lion King.
Oh, wow.
I remember I was going through all the Disney movies. She's like, she didn't watch half of them. I was like, ooh.
But you know what? It's so weird, though, because a lot of the movies I've watched now because of Mark.
Yeah, I was going to say she hasn't watched a lot of movies.
There's a lot of movies that I never watched and that I watched because of him, you know?
Yeah,
That's the same thing. Like, you got to show her all these movies.
Yeah. Yep. I brought life into your life.
Okay, relax. You brought movies.
Daisy wouldn't be who she is today without me.
Look, I was perfectly fine watching novelas with my mom.
Yeah.
You never watched Betty LaFayette, have you?
Did you guys notice in that scene when Joey and Ross walk, Ross goes behind the counter? Like, he's making his coffee and everything.
Oh, yeah. He grabs the coffee mug, the dispenser, whatever. Uh-huh. Makes his own coffee, puts everything behind the counter.
Oh, yeah, like he works there or something.
Well, the way she said they
Rachel's
have,
over there is on the couch.
Is talking to Monica, so she's busy doing other stuff. Everybody has to serve themselves. Phoebe asks everyone if they want to catch a movie. Rachel says maybe, but shouldn't they wait for Chandler? And Joey wants to know where the hell he is. Then we cut to Chandler's office. He's on the phone, agitated. He's yelling on the phone and tells them that he knows what time it is, but he's looking at the weenus and he's not happy. Mm-hmm. He continues saying, "You will care about it because I care about it. You got it? Good. He slams the phone down. Then he realizes what just happened and says, whoa.
Because he's what he said that he didn't want to be. You know, he's, you know,
and he's yeah. doing that because, you know,
staying late and stuff.
Yeah, staying late and caring about
the. Yeah, because when you're in that higher position, you got to worry about everything going wrong.
Yeah, yeah. And he didn't want to do that, but apparently he cares about it. The closing credits at Phoebe's massage parlor. Steve is on the table. She's giving him a very painful massage. She's pressing down hard in different areas and tells him that it means it's working. She wants to know if it hurts. And he says no. So she starts using her elbows on his back. He yells in pain.
Yeah, it looked like it really hurt. So what, you think she did that just because, like...
Yeah,
because
of Rachel. Cause, I mean, because of Monica. What he did.
Okay.
She's kind of like...
Like payback.
Payback.
Yeah.
For doing what he did.
But see, I would have took advantage of it. If he came in high, I would have offered him whatever food and he would have loved it. And she probably would have got hired. And then, you know, at the end of the day, you're getting your paycheck at the end of the day. And then you're already hired. She could have taken advantage instead of getting mad about it.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, oh, shit, you want some gummy bears? Here, take some gummy bears. Hired. What are you crying about?
Because he wasn't professional. So what if the business doesn't
succeed? It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you get your paycheck.
But then I don't know how customers will like the onion tartlet with the gummy bears in it.
Or I mean, no. You're not going to put...
No, no, I'm going to be stoned. That's how it was, though.
And that's what he liked.
You just got to get into the door and take your you know, opportunity. But that was my thing.
Oh, and then the cereal guy had his cereal too. Mm-hmm. That was a good episode. I like this one.
Yeah, it was fun.
I don't know. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Oh. If I liked it or not. Oh, so now we're going to do our trivia questions, guys.
I don't know if I'm going to get any right.
We'll see. You'll know some of them.
Okay, let's go.
We kind of talked about them already.
Because the last time they were here, they got a lot wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last time we did horrible. We don't have to bring that up, Martin.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Our first question. What does Rachel accidentally put in Monica's hot
a apple pencil.
Cider?
Okay. I have finished the question.
Sorry.
Pencil. No. What if the people that are listening want to hear the question? 2. Chandler gets some great news from his boss. He wants to make Chandler his new what?
Supervisor? Mm-mm. Weenus supervisor?
Processing supervisor.
Yes. Are you looking
at... Nice. No, he wasn't. I'm looking at him.
Okay. 3. What does Chandler do in response to this?
He quits.
4. What does the processing term weenus stand for?
Weekly...
Estimated net usage system.
Yeah?
It sounds legit.
Sounds good.
I don't know about the S.
That's a lot.
Weekly estimated net.
Scheduling. No.
Weekly. Give us. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to get there.
You're close.
I'm like with Brenda.
She's close. Yeah. Statistics.
I knew it was the S.
What is the name of Phoebe's massage client who is looking for a new head chef?
Steve.
I told you guys were gonna get it. You're gonna get some. Ross is going out on a date with a coworker named Celia. What is her title at the museum?
Bug lady.
No, insect.
Oh.
Fuck. Insect M? It starts with an M, right? No?
It's insect something.
Yeah, I know it's insect something. I don't know what
it is. It's actually curator of insects.
Damn.
What dish does Monica have joy taste?
Salmon mousse.
Yeah.
Salmon mousse, yes.
Yeah.
Ross date wants him to talk dirty to him. What word does
vulva.
He end up blurring out?
Vulva.
What is the second food item Monica serves her stoned guest that he repeats over and over.
Onion tartlet.
Tartlet. Yeah, it's tartlet. Mm-hmm. He was making a weird face when he was saying that.
Oh, and then you know what he said? He's like, slap my ass and call me Judy.
Mm-hmm. And that's his mom, that's her mom's name. Oh, shit. I'm like, whoa. That's funny shit. My name. You keep my mom's name out your mouth.
That's true. I forgot about that. Mm. Okay. What are the four food items he grabs off of Monica's kitchen shelf?
Gummy bears, taco shells,
macaroni and cheese,
Cheerios, and macaroni and cheese.
It's not Cheerios. It's Sugar O's.
Oh, yeah, Sugar O's. On the rolls.
Oat boats.
So there is this thing that we talked about on the last episode where it rates each episode. Mm-hmm. And it seems like it's from like 1 to 10. Mm-hmm. And so they rate each episode. And this one is, they rated this one as 8.1, which is obviously not a 10, but it's not. Also, it's
good.
It's not bad.
It's good. Yeah,
I like it.
They rated the last episode, the Candy Hearts one, the same thing, 8.1. But to me, I liked the last episode way better. Mm-hmm. So for me, the other one was better. This one should have been a little bit lower, I think.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. For some reason, when the guy was like there with the whole that scene thing, I didn't enjoy that. That's the only part that I didn't enjoy. Like
the Monica's
when he went to taste.
The when food. He went to go taste like the foods and stuff.
Yeah,
that's the only part that I couldn't like.
I didn't like it.
Me neither. That's like bothered me. I liked everything else except for that
part. It's so weird that you said that because when I was sitting here thinking about the episode to see if I liked it, there was a lot of I did laugh throughout the show. I thought it was funny, but that scene I didn't like either. I thought I was the only one, and I didn't even know if I should mention it. But now that you're mentioning it, I felt the same way. Mm. I did not care for it.
Yeah, that was the only thing that was keeping me from watching it again, was because I didn't want to see that thing. It just annoyed me. It dragged. Like, it felt like it took too long. It took too long. I don't know. I didn't find it funny or anything
like that. Yeah, I didn't like it either. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're all on the same page.
Yeah, I agree.
I thought I was the only one.
Acting too much. Like, we knew he was high, but I feel like when you're high, you don't do that. Like, go through somebody's kitchen. You're actually kitchen.
More, like, calm.
Yeah, sitting down.
Yeah, he you're was
like,
hungry.
You're hungry, but you're high. Like, yeah.
But if you're going to somebody's house for the first time, I don't think you would go through, like, their kitchen, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't like that scene either. But, yeah, and I didn't like the way they rated this one, that they put it at the same level as...
The one before?
The previous episode. I liked the previous episode.
I mean, because people probably, other people liked it, you know?
Yeah. But anyway, that's just my opinion. And another thing that we said we were going to bring up this episode was we brought up Martin's mom on the last episode. And we said on there that if she brings it up to Martin.
Like if she's actually listening and she brings it up to me, like I'll buy her breakfast. But she didn't do it, so... Sorry, Mom.
So she doesn't listen.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Thank you
very much. I'm going to start telling my mom to tune in. She don't speak English, but she'll tune in.
My mom does listen to it, though. When I send it to her, she'll listen to it.
Oh, yeah. Should I have playing?
I have to send it. So I have to send it to her so she can listen. I don't think she knows how to get to the podcast.
Think by herself. No, she wouldn't.
So I send it to her so she just... clicks on it and she turns it on.
I actually just texted her and she's like, yeah, Tony mentioned like just like little bits and that, and but she didn't mention about when I mentioned my mom.
Come on, Yolanda.
Yeah.
Do better.
So
it's too late. Yeah,
so I know she's listened to other episodes, but obviously not. She's not a
true
super fan.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she's behind. Let's give her a benefit of the doubt. Okay, maybe she's behind. Not everybody could listen when these episodes drop, so we'll give her a chance. Maybe she will.
One more chance?
And if she ever brings it up, then we'll update you guys.
I'll take that back, Yoli.
All right. Hi, Mom. Listen to this one, and I'll buy you breakfast. And instead of Veto, you go with me, okay? Me and Daisy.
She'll be like, not going to mention it. I don't want to go with you. You're annoying.
That's why she didn't bring it up.
She doesn't want to go to breakfast with me?
She's like, I don't want to go to breakfast with him. All right, well, this concludes episode 15 of Let's Talk Friends. Our next episode is season 1, episode 16, called The One with the Two Parts. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Please remember to follow and rate our podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, please send us an email at letstalkfriends24@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at @let's_talk_friends24. Thank you, Danny and Brenda, for joining us.
Thank you for having us again.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Till next time.